Council values the unique status of the Aboriginal peoples as the original owners and custodians of the lands and waters, including the lands and waters of Penrith City. Council values the unique status of the Torres Strait Islander peoples as the original owners and custodians of the Torres Strait Islands and the surrounding waters. We work together for United Australia and City that respects this land of ours, that values the diversity of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultural heritage and provides justice and equity for all.
Let us pray. Sovereign God, tonight as we gather together as a council, we affirm that you are the giver and sustainer of life. We come together as representatives of our community to make decisions that will benefit this city and the people within it. We come not in the spirit of competition, not as adversaries, but as colleagues. Help us to treat each other with respect, with dignity, with interest, and with honesty. Help us not just to hear the words we say, but also to hear each other's hearts. We seek to be wise in all that we say and do. As we meet, our concern is for this city. Grant us wisdom, courage, and strength. Lord, help us. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Please note that tonight's meeting, other than the confidential sessions, are being recorded and will be placed on Council's website. All in attendance should refrain from making defamatory statements. Council takes all care when maintaining privacy. However, members of the public gallery and those addressing Council should be aware that you may be recorded. Has everyone got their 4 metres? No leave of absences. Apologies have been received from Councillor Aaron Duke, Councillor Jim Aiken, Councillor Greg Davies, and Marcus Cornish. Someone like to move those apologies received and noted. Move Councillor Cramery, second, and Councillor Cartwright. Put it carried. Confirmation of the minutes of the meeting held on the 24th of February 2020. Adoption's been moved. Councillor Hitchin, second, and Councillor Carney. Discussion? There is none. Those in favour, please say aye. Those against, declare it carried. Are there any declarations of interest in respect of any matter on the business paper this evening? There are none. We have no one addressing Council, and we have 2 mayoral minutes. The first one is the mayoral minute on the retirement of Murray Wilcoxon. Earlier this month, I attended a function to acknowledge the retirement of Penrith Disabilities Resource Centre, PDRC, President Murray Wilcoxon, and celebrate his outstanding contribution to our city. Murray, who has lived in Penrith since 1947, was diagnosed with congenital glaucoma when he was 4 years old and has lived with vision impairment ever since. He first joined PDRC in 2003, was elected secretary the following year, and has held the role of president since 2005. In this role, Murray was an exceptional mentor and a wonderful advocate and ambassador, not just for people with vision impairment, but for all people with disability in our region. After building strong working relationships with Council and Australian and New South Wales government representatives, Murray lobbied successfully on behalf of PDRC, as well as Penrith Vision Impaired People and Penrith Disabilities Action Forum. His efforts led to subsidised photo ID cards for people with disability, improved safety at Penrith Station and better access to the station's taxi ranks, improved systems for using subsidy documents on the taxi network, safer traffic light crossing with improved sound function, more accessible footpaths across our city, better understanding of the dangers experienced by guide dogs and their users by other off-leash dogs, and a safer and more efficient bus system. While this is an extraordinary legacy, Murray names his proudest achievement as the period he stepped in to run the PDRC and then appointed Denise Roberts as coordinator. Sadly, Denise passed away in early 2019. In highlighting this achievement, Murray recognised that it is the day to day work of PDRC that has the biggest impact. PDRC provide invaluable information and referrals to the people who need it most. They create a support network for clients and their families and raise awareness of the need for improved access and inclusion. On his retirement late last year, Murray was made an honorary member of PDRC and is a very worthy recipient of this accolade. Councillor Hitchin.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move that the minute be received. I worked with Murray on the upgrades to Woodruff Street, the problems they had there with the guide dogs, and it wasn't until I actually walked with him down Woodruff Street and tried to cross the road with my eyes shut that I realised just how difficult it was to judge the traffic, particularly with the hybrid vehicles, because you can't hear them coming, and the new vehicles now that the engines stop and the cars stop. But Murray was very passionate about what he did with the PDRC, and he also brought the PDRC up to scope on the NDIS work as well, and they provided a lot of help to families that I know who are trying to access the NDIS in its very early stages here. He did do a wonderful job. He did employ the best person in the world with Denise, and I wish him well in his retirement.
Thank you, Councillor Hitchin. Councillor Cremery.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I've known Murray since I was 18 years of age, back in the days of the stock car racing over at Windsor, where his family used to race stock cars. I've always found him to be a wonderful person, very respectful, and working in the community. He's done more for the community than most people that have sight. To live with the disability that he had and still go out wholeheartedly to fight for the community, I don't know how he managed to do it. But I offer my best wishes to him and my thanks for what he's done to the Penrith community.
The second mayoral minute is in relation to Council's response to COVID-19. The outbreak of COVID-19 is evolving daily with information from the Australian and New South Wales government and relevant health authorities on how to contain the outbreak constantly developing. The health and safety of the community is Council's top priority, and we are closely following the advice of the government and health authorities. Council staff providing services to community will be adhering to this advice, particularly around social distancing. We are constantly reviewing our services, facilities and events, with Council implementing a range of operational changes. Council has taken the proactive step of moving all customer interactions to online services or via phone to limit in-person customer interaction during this time. From the 24th of March, the Civic Centre will be closed, as will all Council libraries, community halls, facilities and ripples. Childcare centres will continue to operate, noting that the health advice has not changed. Where possible, events that can be rescheduled will be moved to another date later in the year when the outbreak has been contained and it is safe to do so. Regrettably, there are a small number of events that will be cancelled as numbers exceed those permissible, are aimed at participants in the community who are considered to be at risk and or are time-specific, i.e. annual observances. Residents and customers of Council who have a concern or question about any of Council services or activities should refer to Council's website for the most up-to-date information. It is clear that this is no longer business as usual. These are unprecedented times, and the advice from government is changing rapidly. Council will continue to monitor that advice and act accordingly. Council staff also have been asked to review options around the holding of Council meetings. Currently, Councils are prohibited from holding meetings by video conference. However, the advice received is that the Minister for Local Government is urgently looking at ways to resolve the conflict that now exists between the requirement for Council to meet and be open to the public. While Council meetings typically do not involve over 100 people, there is potential that this could happen. If this occurs, the numbers in the room will need to be limited in line with distancing protocols. Council has the option, if required, to begin live streaming of council meetings, which will enable members of the public to view the meeting. Council staff have also established options to hold council meetings entirely online and from off-site, should that be required. Council's response to the COVID-19 outbreak and its effect will continue to evolve based on the most current information from government and health authorities. Any impact on council services and events will be communicated to the community as soon as practicable and continuously updated through council's website. Council is working through all contingencies with the advice from authorities to best respond to the emerging needs of the community. Councillor Thane.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm very happy to second your mayoral minute. I'm glad that the state government is looking at teleconferencing and the ways that we can meet, I guess, outside of the council chambers or council itself. It's of great concern in some ways because my concern is that we'll be left in some sort of limbo if the federal government and the state government shut down in the next few weeks, because we are an act of the state government. We are required to meet. We cannot teleconference at the moment. That is not a possibility. And nor do we have the powers under delegation, although we're one of the councils that do delegate quite a bit, particularly over Christmas time. But we are limited in our delegation as well. So I think it's important, and it is urgent, that the state government look at this and come up with some legislation or some guidelines that we can use. Otherwise, we'll be left here as the only tier of government that is required to meet in person or in a council chamber. So I think resolution needs to be resolved rapidly, and the sooner that they do that, the better, and the clear messaging that we get for everyone would be much appreciated.
Thank you, Councillor Thane. Indeed, it is changing rapidly, and I think there's another communicator that just got issued a few minutes ago, which further updates it, but certainly Council's primary responsibility is to its staff, its people, and to the community, and that's the direction that we'll be looking at in terms of providing services and keeping the place running. It, you know, really will be business as usual, but it'll be business at a distance, and it'll be probably not necessarily as productive as what it would have otherwise been given normal circumstances. Councillors, there are adoption reports and recommendations of committees. The first one's the Access Committee meeting of the 12th
move
of February
all three
2020.
Of them, Mr. Mayor.
We move Councillor Carney, second. Oh, Councillor McEwen. Any discussion? Oh, Councillor Mark Davies.
I just said I'd move all three of them, Mr. Mayor.
Sorry?
I was going to move all three of them.
Oh, well, if no one wants to speak on the heritage or the traffic, then... are you happy to, Councillor Carney? So they've been all moved, all three, by Councillor Davies, seconded by Councillor Carney. Note being no discussion, I'll put it those in favour of the adoption of those three meetings. Access, heritage and local traffic, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against, declare it carried, which takes us on to the various delivery reports and... the first one is the adoption of Penrith's local strategic planning statement. We've had this reported a number of times. Councillor Hitchin, happy to move the adoption. Seconded Councillor Thane. Is there any discussion? Councillor McEwen?
It's
377A. Oh, yeah. Those in favour, please raise their right hand. Declare it carried unanimously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep
an eye on him, will you? Section 712, development contribution, item 2. We move Councillor Cramery, seconded Councillor Cartwright. Any discussion? There is none. Those in favour, please raise their right hand. Declare it carried. Councillor Cramery. Declare it carried unanimously. Item 3 is the Penrith Development Control Plan 2014 housekeeping amendments. to go on public exhibition.
I'll move, Mr. Mayor, but I wish to speak on the matter.
Do I have a seconder? Seconder, Councillor Carney. Councillor Cromery, thank you.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. On page 13 in the hard copy, it talks about the tree vegetation management. Now, over the last 3 or 4 years, I have asked consistently for reports on standalone trees and removal of trees, etc. When we were doing, and I think it was the LEPS, there was a clause in there which stated that everything will be clear, concise and not ambiguous. I've been trying to find that clause, but I can't find when that was because it's not showing up on, it would have been in last year's things. But when we look at it, it says, clarify what is considered prescribed vegetation. Now, I just go back to some notes I wrote here, which I seem to have lost. Here we are. At a meeting of council, councillors agreed that we should be able to be allowed to clear along a fence line to protect and maintain our asset. At the next briefing, we were told that things had changed and there was a clause in there, and I asked for a memo on what that meant. Now, to my knowledge, I have never got that memo back saying what that clause meant and how it has changed. There was a clause in the LEP saying that it would be nice and yeah. But from what I read in here now, it's a lot of gobbledygook. I have no idea what I'm allowed to do and what I'm not allowed to do because it's just got a series of lines. So I specifically asked for a briefing on trees. So I'm not going to hold this report back because we've got timelines. But I would like that we can have at a briefing before the end of the public exhibition, that we can have a report on trees, what you can do and what you can't do, so that we can clarify some of these points before we actually adopt it after it's been on public exhibition. There was another chart in something else that came up that said for the size of each block of land, there were so many trees that you could remove. But I don't know what that has to do with any of this because none of it is fitting together. So I ask you, Mr. Mayor, if we can have a report on trees in rural areas. I can understand we're trying to cool the city, but a tree at Londonderry Berkshire Park is not going to cool Penrith, so that's not part of it. I still see that there is a problem having massive trees in the middle of the city. When we had that storm in Sydney, there was a report in the Telegraph 2 days later that said there was 870 tree-related incidents in that two-day period. There was trees that came down, crushed cars. There was trees that come down, crushed houses. There was trees that came down and blocked streets. We've had trees that have come down and killed bush firefighters. We have to look at and understand what the situation with the trees is, because if somebody said to me, can I cut down that tree, I wouldn't have a bloody clue. And I've been here at all these briefings and I've been asking these questions. So I implore that we have a proper briefing on trees, as I have asked for numerous times in the last 3 years.
Thank you,
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I just wanted to thank the council officers and council itself for their work in the adult change room spaces. The proposed amendments they're looking at here will make this council the first council in New South Wales, I think the first council in Australia, to add the National Construction Code to other buildings other than the recommended ones. And I'd like to thank the council for that work.
That's a great achievement. Any further discussion? The recommendation is printed, four-part recommendations, page 16 and 17. Move, Councillor Cramery. Seconded, Councillor Carney. It is a 375A. Those in favour, please raise their right hands. Declare it carried unanimously. Item four is the draft submission on the Fernhill Estate Future Use Options Paper. Yeah. We move, Councillor Presley. Seconded, Councillor Thane, or someone else said?
Cook.
Oh, over there.
Left hand
yeah.
Over there, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah. Yeah. Councillor Presley, which is?
No.
Councillor Cook? No discussion. Those in favour of the recommendations printed, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against, declare it carried. The next item is a planning proposal 33 to 43 Phillips Street. St Mary's. Been moved, Councillor Hitchin, seconded Councillor Thane. Any discussion? Councillor Mark Davies.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just noticed that in the executive summary that a letter of offer has now been received by Council that commits to promote and deliver traffic infrastructure works, provision of affordable housing. I just wanted to know. I know that there needs to be a draft put together and probably, but what does that mean?
Thank you, Kylie.
What's that look like?
Mr. Mayor, further in the report under the heading of affordable housing,
the
proponent has offered to make provision for 3% of the dwellings associated with the uplift. So approximately 300 dwellings as part of the uplift. The offer is to provide 3% affordable housing of that uplift.
Nine houses.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I missed that.
Any further questions, discussion? The recommendation then has been moved by Councillor Hitchin, seconded by Councillor Thane. There's no further discussion. Those in favour, please raise their right hand. There's a 375. Councillor Cramery?
No, I still don't like the way that it's done, Mr. Mayor. So
okay. Okay, those in favour, Councillor Presley, Councillor Cook, Councillor Carney, Councillor McEwen, Councillor Thane, Councillor Mark Davies, Councillor Cartwright, Councillor Hitchin, Councillor Bertusa, and Councillor Fowler. Those against, Councillor Cramery. Declare it carried. Outcome three is the Black Spot Safer Roads Program funding. We move Councillor McEwen. Seconded Councillor Cramery. Councillor McEwen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just would like to make mention of the officers and the exemplary way they put forward these submissions to gain these grants. And they seem to do it year in and year out. And it's our community who are the beneficiaries of it. And I think it's because we have such talented people here at Council who are able to put them together and do such a fabulous job. So I just couldn't let this report go through with at least acknowledging all the fabulous work that goes into getting these grant funds and thank them for that on behalf of the community.
Councillor Cramery, do you wish to add anything?
No. Just very good words.
The recommendation then is printed. We move Councillor McEwen, seconded Councillor Cramery. Those in favour, please say aye. Those against, declare it carried. Outcome item four, item number seven, application of New South Wales Government Infrastructure Grant 2019-2020. Sorry, did you move it, Councillor Thane, seconded Councillor Mark Davies. Discussion? There is none. Those in favour, please say aye. Those against, declare it carried.
Mr. Mayor, if I may, just before you close it, I think it would be really nice that if there's, like, while it's called Robin Wiles Park, there's probably not a real lot of people that understand who Robin Wiles was, and I think it would be nice if we had a little spiel about the contribution that Robin actually made to the community and her time as a councillor on Penrith Council as well. So I think it would be nice for the community to just actually know who the park's named after as well.
On the record, yes. There is a little article in the new community bulletin about Robin Wiles and Robin Wiles Park for the wider council. Item 8 is Kingswood pedestrian lighting. Be moved. Councillor Cramery, seconded. Councillor Mark Nutt. I've got to go over here. Councillor Presdy. Discussion? There is none. Those in favour, please say aye. Those against, declare it carried. Outcome 5, we care about our environment. Penrith Central Business District Floodplain Risk Management Study and Plan. Sorry?
Nine.
Oh, number 9. He's gone too quick. Shade sales and structures. Councillor Mark Davies. This is.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It's great to see the report on the tender for the shade sales. And
do I have a seconder? Councillor McEwen, thank you.
So this is moving forward with the project of creating shade for our parks right across the city, and this is the tender for the actual shade sales. It's nearly $1.75 million worth of shade sales to be deployed in and around our parks over the next 2 to 3 years. So I'm happy to move this, Mr. Mayor, and it's good to see it's moving forward.
I think this will be one of the achievements of this council when that's all done in 3 years' time. Councillor McKeown, you wish to add anything? No further discussion. The recommendation as printed be moved by Councillor Mark Davies, seconded by Councillor McEwen. Those in favour, please say aye. Those against, declare it carried. Now, item 10, floodplain risk management study and plan for the Penrith Central Business District. Councillor Cramery, you wish to move it?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move both of them because
they're together. Councillor Pertusa, would you like to second it? Thank you. I don't want your fill left out.
Mr. Mayor, these reports have been going on for quite some time. If you look at the chart, it shows where we're up to now and what we've done up until this point. We've got an extremely dedicated team and a manager that looks after them well. And the work that goes into this, you people don't see it because you don't come along to these meetings, but there's an extreme amount where we have to look at every culvert, every pipe and everything else to be able to come up with what these floods are going to do under different circumstances. And to be able to stay focused on this like they have done for the last 4 or 5 years with one after another coming up, and I think that we've got something like 25 studies we have to do, and we've got about 10 of them underway. It's an enormous job, and then we have to take it to the community group where we've got people from a resident people on there, we've got state government, we've got other councils and everything else, and the reports that come up have never been challenged by the other councils or the state government or anything else. They have always backed us fully. It goes to show the status of our workers, and I congratulate them. It might sound hollow that I get up and say the same thing every time, but really, it is a fantastic job that they do. So I have pleasure in moving both of those reports.
Thank you, Councillor Cramery. And I think everyone will wholeheartedly agree with what you say about the results that come out of these floodplain management reports and the dedication and the contributions made by council staff and councillors. So I thank everyone who's on the committees accordingly. Councillor Bertuzzi, do you wish to say anything? Thank you. So recommendations in relation to items 10 and 11 have been moved by Councillor Cramery, seconded by Councillor Bertuzzi. Those in favour, please say aye. Those against, declare it carried. Item 6, we have healthy, ensuring, strong community. Tender for the Kingsway Sports Fields. We move, Councillor Bertuzzi. Yep. Seconded, Councillor Cramery. Councillor Bertuzzi, you wish to say anything?
First of all, I want to thank Bob Jackson and his team. I'm probably the biggest winter in council when it comes here looking after our local community. The current environment that we're experiencing out there, now more than ever, we need to be making sure that locals are getting jobs. And this is a great testament to the factoring in of the local contributions for a local organisation. I just want to clarify something that's in the report. It says there that there are going to be two senior and two junior rugby fields. Is it rugby as in rugby union or rugby as in rugby league?
Mr. Mayor, they're rectangular fields. I'm not exactly sure. I would have to confirm.
We could just clarify that in the report somehow, making it clear that it's not specifically just for rugby union, that it is a diverse offering. And also, I think it's got a junior cricket field, landscaping and floodlighting in there, so it's a great opportunity, again, to show that Penrith City Council is at work and delivering to the local sporting community.
Thank you, Councillor Bertuzzi. Any further discussion, comment? Recommendations have been moved and seconded. Those in favour, please say aye. Those against, declare it carried. Outcome 7, we have confidence in our council. There's 6 items in this section. Does anyone want to call any of the items? Item 15. Councillor, items 15 or 16?
Sorry, items 17 and 18.
Everyone awake? Item 17, Councillor Mark Davies. Any? Councillor Presdy?
Item 15, please, Mr. Mayor.
And 18?
I'll move 17 and 18 together.
17 and 18. Okay, been moved, Councillor Cramery, items 13, 14.
16.
Sorry?
16.
16, all right. Okay. Good. They've been moved, Councillor Cramery, seconded.
I'll
second.
Been
moved, Councillor Cramery, seconded, Councillor Cartwright. There is no discussion. Those in favour, please say aye. Those against, declare it carried. Item 15, Councillor Presdy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm happy to move the report after a question that might need to be amended. I have seen reports that this year's annual General Assembly of the Australian Government Association has been cancelled due to the updated advices for annual gatherings.
Is anyone aware?
Anything yet, although it's highly likely.
Yeah.
I can take that on notice.
Yeah. Take it on notice, but at the moment we haven't been advised of any cancellation. So you're happy to move?
And I'll say, can I just amend, it'd be subject to the conference going ahead, if you just amend the recommendation to be subject to the information contained and received, and to be subject to the conference being held, that the motion outlined in the staff report with respect to 5G issue course being endorsed.
Do I have a seconder, Councillor Councillor McEwen. Sorry, Councillor Cook. Discussion? There is none. Those in favour, please say aye. Those against, declare it carried. So, item 16, Councillor Cook.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just want to congratulate the staff on the work they're doing with the revitalisation of the nursery. It's fantastic, really fantastic for the council and for the community, and that is just to move this.
Do I second it, Councillor Cartwright? Thank you.
Yeah, it's a great work for the people involved, and it was a blank canvas when we got there and saw it when it was probably at state.
Thank you, Councillor Cook. Councillor Cartwright. Can I just add, this was something that you were very passionate about, and it's coming to fruition, so congratulations. The recommendation as printed has been moved by Councillor Cook, seconded by Councillor Cartwright. Those in favour, please say aye. Those against, declare it carried. Item 17 and 18, Councillor Mark Davies.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, just in terms of the investment on January and February there, so I'll move both of them to start with. I just have a couple of comments to make. The comment that I'd just like to make is that in relation to, we've had a good record over time, so I know that there was, we had a hiccup with some of our investments back in 2008, financial crisis. And I'm noticing that three of our investment areas, long-term look, are BBB rating. I just would like Council to look at that and reconsider that in this environment moving forward, that we should be at least in AA or AAA rating investments. And so that's what I just wanted to highlight moving forward. With our diversification in terms of our monies that are invested. But I'm happy to move both those items, Mr. Mayor.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Cartwright. Any further comment, discussion? So in relation to items 17 and 18, it'll be moved, Councillor Mark Davies, seconded. Councillor Cartwright. Those in favour, please say aye. Those against, declare it carried. General business. Have we got any?
Just Councillor Bertusa. Just one.
One. Councillor Bertusa.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is something for Mr. Stedman and his team to look at. We're usually, this time of year, we're starting to plan already for our sporting field in terms of the transition from summer to winter. Obviously, with the closure of a lot of sports. Just wanted to get a memo back on what we're planning there. And also, make sure that we're heeding any requests from sporting organisations that may be looking to get a refund on booking fields and the like. So if I can just an update on that to make sure that we are being empathetic to the needs of local sporting organisations in regards to the hiring of sporting recreation facilities.
Thank you, Councillor Bertusa. Councillor Cramery, do you have an item of general business?
Mr. Mayor, I forgot to put it in. I was watching the news last night where there was a cafe or restaurant, and the woman was saying she pays $30,000 a year in rent, and she pays $3,000 a year to council for the use of the footpath, the fees for dining on the footpath. Do we charge fees for dining on the footpath? And if so, would it be prudent for us to not charge those people because they can't use it over this period of time? I think that it's something that council officers could look at and report back to us, because the impost is going to be bad enough on these small businesses that unless they're doing takeaway, they're shutting down, they're paying their rent, but they also have fees and charges to council. And I think that the footpath one is one that we could easily do something about.
Thank you, Councillor Crummey. To answer the first question, yes, we do charge. To answer your second question in part, it's one of the things that council is now looking at in relation to giving some fee relief to those businesses that are affected by COVID-19. And I think the outcome will probably be that those fees will be waived into the future.
Thank you very much.
For a period of time. Councillor.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, just on that, we're not going to necessarily wait another month, are we? I mean, every month.
Sorry?
We're not necessarily going to wait another month for another business meeting for it to come back to and sign off on it. We're able to make that decision a lot quicker.
I think the general manager was just going to do it.
Sounds good to me.
And make an announcement accordingly or by way of memo to various councillors.
Sensible.
We're onto it, yeah. It's all but done. No other items of general business? There. Sorry?
I don't know.
Can
you declare that
an
urgent motion?
I can't hear you,
Councillor. Sorry. Mr. Mayor, I said if you declared that an urgent motion, I think the councillors would be happy to give the impetus for the general manager to actually do that. I think it would just give it a bit more strength.
I think the general manager probably has that power already, if I'm not mistaken. But I think if you want to make it a motion, but I think probably better to think it out in terms of periods of times and how long and what areas. And
there's other sites as well, people who occupy premises.
Yeah, because a blanket direction might not be fairest to everyone. Are there any other items of general business? There are three items for Committee of the Whole, and I have a fourth item, which is a personal legal matter, which is being referred to the Committee of the Whole, as the report refers to personal matters concerning particular individuals and legal matters, and discussion on the matter in open meeting would on balance be contrary to the public interest. Does anyone want to make any representations in relation to any of the matters for the Committee of the Whole? If not, I would ask that the members of the public, and the press and those officers who are not required to be here, vacate. When the decision of the Committee of the Whole has been made, the council will be reopened and those decisions conveyed to the public. Okay, the first one there. Come back to that one. It's been moved and seconded. Good. Oh, can you give the grey banner back, please? The second one is in relation to 149 and 155 Boundary Road. Those in favour, please say aye. Those against? No one against. I'll declare it carried. We've done that one. That's been moved and seconded. And then the final item. Would someone like to move those recommendations to be received and noted? I think Councillor Thane, Councillor Mark Davies. Is there any discussion on any of them? There is none. Those in favour, please say aye. Those against, declare it carried. Councillors, thank you very much for your attendance. Declare the meeting closed, and if there's a meeting in April, we might be watching each other on television screens.